Daf is Daf Lamed Dalad. So I got to the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Maskif, we could start at the top of Lamed Dalad, I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara there is talking about being Makne over Kefel and Dalad Vehei. So the Gemara, last four lines of the Amud Beis says, Maskif la Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks the question, V'ha'in other Makne Davar Shel HaBal Yolam? So how is it possible that the owner of the animals are going to be willing to be Makne over the kefil? There, it's not, the kefil doesn't exist yet in the world, so it can't be machne davar shelo b'olam. And v'afilu, and even you hold like Rabbi Meir, the famous shita Rabbi Meir, the Amar Adam machne davar shelo b'olam. He allows. He says one, a person can be machne something that doesn't exist in the world. That statement of Rabbi Meir is limited. Hanimili kagon peros dekel david dasu. That's referring to fruit of a date tree. The date tree exists in the world, and you know that eventually the dates are going to start being produced. So that's, even though the dates aren't in the world, the potential's in the world from that tree. Aval hacha, here in the case of watching over an object, mi emar de migneva. So when he initially gives the animal to the person to watch, to the shomer, so first the first topic is, will be stolen? That's unclear. And vim tim tilomer, and if you're going to say that de migneva, it's going to be stolen, mi emar de mishchak ganav, who says you're ever going to find the ganav to pay back? And furthermore, vim shakach ganav, and even if you do find the ganav, mi emar de mishalim, who says he's going to have to pay? Dilma modim miftar. Perhaps he's going to admit before the Edom catch him. So we know the halacha is modim b'knas pater. So if he admits to stealing, he's pater from paying that kefil, that knas. So the three sveikos here, so in this case, it's so far-fetched, there's so many sveikos here, even in this case, Rabbi Meir would agree, you wouldn't be makned this davar, jlo bal yolam. So the Gemara is, Amar Rav, this is a big chiddush here, nasik omer lo, it's as if he said to him, as if the mafkid said over to the shomer, lichshetignav, when it gets stolen from you, v'tirtza v'tishlamenu, and you want to pay back for losing that object that you were supposed to watch, harei parasi knui lecha me'achshav. So the moment the mafkid gives over the behema to the shomer, he says, well, I'm giving this over to you, but in this situation, if it were to get stolen, and you're willing to pay for it, I'm willing to be makne now over the kefil. L'mafraya. So somewhat of a complicated statement. Let's just see how Rashi says. As Rashi says, Nasik Omer Lo, B'shashin Masalo, the moment the Mafkid gives over the behema, Dekimle the Rabbanon, Denichalu Lebailim, Shibatuach Bekeren. So the Baal is, that we know it, that they're happy, that they're, the security that they have, Bekeren, Amanashe, Safek Kefil, Oslaval Shashomer. Meaning it's, he wants to make a deal here. If I lose the animal, I want you to pay for the loss, for the animal. I'm willing to give up the kefil to you. You could take the kefil, but I'm guaranteed you'll pay me back the money. So I'll get the $100, that's, let's say the animal's worth $100. So you guarantee to pay $100, I'm willing to give up the extra kefil if you were to find the ganav and all those different sfeikos. It's an investment. So I'm willing to, again, make that condition with you. And you pay me the $100 and you'll get the kefil b'safik. So the Rashi says further, Harei, he kimaser lo amanaskin shim tiganav vishalim lo keren. If you, the shomer, pays the keren, shetei parknu yolo misha shemasa. So even though you're going to pay months down the line for the animal, it's going to be keilu me'achshav, the moment of mesira. Right now, you own the para. V'nimsa l'mafreya, it turns out retroactively, kishaganav haganav, when the ganav stole the animal, shel shomer ha'isa. It was the shomer's in the moment he stole it. He stole the cow when the shomer actually owned it. The para kvar hi be'olam, the para is in this world. So since the cow exists in the world, it was davar shemakne, it was davar shebali olam. So that's what the Gemara says. The difficult part of this Rashi is that the kefil doesn't exist in the world. How does that help with the kefil? So what they're saying is that at least the para is in this world, but we always knew the para was in the world. So it's not so clear as to what's going on here. So look what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks a different question, though. The Gemara asks, Maskevla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, Ihach, if that's the case, afilu gizoseh v'ladoseh nami. So if it's really true that the shomer is watching the animal, it's as if he owned it from the moment of mesira. So that means he should also get all the shearings and all the calves that are born from that animal from the moment of mesira until the end should really be owned by the shomer. Alama tane, why does the b'risa say chutz mi gizoseh v'ladoseh? Why does the b'risa say that he gets the kefil, that the shomer gets to keep the kefil, but he doesn't get to keep the gizoseh, and he doesn't get to keep the vladoseh? So clearly we're saying that the shomer doesn't own the para l'mafreya. So then Ella the Gemara says, really, Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, Nasik omer lo chutz mi gizoseh vladoseh. So what's going on here is, the mafkid says to him, says to the shomer, I'm giving you the para, on condition that if you pay for it, retroactively you own the parah from the beginning, with the exception of the Giza Sev of the Sev that you're not going to own. That's what the Gemara says. So it's still not so clear here how this is answering the question we were saying before. It's still a suffix whether or not the animal is going to be stolen, and whether you find the ganav and whether the ganav will admit, it's still considered a davar shel abil yolam. So Rashi doesn't really address this point here. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure. So let's see. The Gemara now says, that's the point. The point has to be like this. Just like if a regular person, if I have an animal that gets stolen, so then, and we catch the ganav, he pays me kefel. So he's not being makne over, initially we thought he's being makne over just the kefel. He's not, I'm being makne over the cow, so he's the owner. So like any other situation of gneva that where the owner gets the kefel, so now the shomer is the owner from the shas mesira, that's why he gets the kefel. That's what we're saying. Before this, we assumed he didn't own the para. The shomer didn't own the par, he was just trying to be koneh the kefil, which is, that didn't exist in the world. But once you own the cow, so then whoever owns a cow gets that kefil. That's what pshat is. Now the Gemara wants to know, my pasuk, what's there? There seems to be a random distinction. Why is the mafkid willing to give over the kefil that comes about from the parah, but he's not willing to give up the gizoseh v'vladoseh? What's the difference? So the Gemara explains, stama de milsa, shvacha de asa me'al ma'avid inish semakni. Shvacha that comes, some return that comes from elsewhere, which is the kefil, that they're willing to be makne over. But shvacha the megufa lo avad inish to makne. But the shvach that comes from the actual animal, the gizosev v'ladosev, that's directly from the animal, that they're not willing to give over. That's how the people understand. Rashi says paska sadavar bechol adam shadaitu laknos kefil. Any person is willing to give over the kefil im yavol lachach vein daitu laknos avlados. That's just how people think. They're willing to give over ma'alma, some external shevach, but not willing to give some internal shevach. Ikadami, others say. Another statement, Rava said it in a different way. Amar Rava Nasik Omer Lo, when the mafkid gave the animal over to the shomer, he said it in a different way. It's as if he said to him, I'm being machna over the animal to you the moment, a second before it gets stolen. Not from the shas mesira, but the moment before it gets stolen, it's yours. So when it got stolen, 9 o'clock in the morning, 8:59 was yours. You owned it at that moment. So what's the difference? My community more wants to know. There's no question of Rabbi Zeira. There's no gizosev ladosev to talk of. Only according to the first pshat, where the shomer owned it from the shas mesira. So all the months of gizosev ladosev. What about that? So you have to deal with Rabbi Zeira's question. But if you say he only owned it the second before the Geneva, there's no gizoseh v'ladoseh to talk of. Inami, alternatively, the other nafkamin is the kaima ba'agam. Let's say the animal is in the agam at the time it gets stolen. So what's the difference? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, inami, to have a kaima ba'agam. It's in the swamp, in the field, somewhere, lost. Kishaganva ganav, the ganav found this animal roaming around in the swamp. Lishna basa, the second ikadami, lokani, kvela, he doesn't get the kvela of the shomer. Why? Da samech l'gnevasa, right? A second before the gneva, lo haisa b'chatzer, should take chatzer knuyelo. It worked to kinin chatzer. So it's not his chatzer that moment to be koned. So it's somewhere else. U'mashicha ha'ushaita lo havia, and the mashicha they took in the beginning, the initial mashicha, that doesn't work because it says it wants to be koned only a second before the gneva happens. So it doesn't work. But according to the Lishna Kama, where b'shas mesira, the kinin takes effect shas mesira, so that moment when the shomer was moshech it, that kinin does take effect. So those are two nafkaminas between these two different answers. What's interesting about this nafkamina, this first nafkamina, usually the Gemara gives a nafkamina is a practical ramification. The first one, I'm just pointing out, the Kushi Rabbi Zeira is not really a nafkamina, because either way, they both answer the question. Whether you have the question and answered it or didn't have to deal with it in the first place, that's not really a nafkamina. But either way, the Gemara says that there's a difference between these two pshatim of Rava. Okay. Gemara now says, Shilem v'lorata lishava. The Mishnah says, let's say the shomer, he wants, the shomer chinam gets off the hook if the animal gets stolen or lost. He could take a shrua, nignava, nevda, and he's off the hook. But he's not comfortable staking a shrua, so instead he decides to pay money, and he pays, he doesn't have to take a shrua. So Gemara says, Amar b'chir ba'aba, Amar b'yochanan, lo shilem, shilem mamish. Doesn't mean that he actually paid. What it means is Ella Kevin Sha'amar Hareini Mishalim, once he takes upon himself the willingness, Hareini Mishalim, I'm willing to pay, Afa Pisha Lo Shilim, even though he didn't actually pay, he's already off the hook from taking a shua. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, is there Rashi? No Rashi, you're fine. The Gemara says, Tana in the Mishnah says Shilem v'lo ratzali shava, only if it's Shilem means he mamish paid. He pays and he doesn't have to take a shvua. Shilem in lo shilem lo. Implication is from this Mishnah, only if he mamish paid the Deshomer Chinam now off the hook from the shvua, and does he then get the kefa later on if they find the ganav? But lo shilem, if he doesn't pay, the Mishnah implies lo, he doesn't get the kefa. So Gemara says, but the problem is, you look at the seifa though, ema seifa nishba v'lo ratzi lishalem. But let's say the Shomer Chinam wants to take a shvua that was stolen from him, and then he's off the hook. So taima de lo rata, only because he didn't want to pay. Harata, but if he wants to, if he simply what ratzon alone, afa pi shelo shilim, even though he didn't actually pay, the ratzon alone, it would be enough. It's all about ratzon according to the seifa. So you have two opposite implications. The reisha implies that you need a mamish pay to be off the hook, and the seifa implies you need to have the ratzon. So Gemara says ela miha lekel mash mimine. So you can't learn, you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah because you have two opposite implications. So either way, Rabbi Chiya's statement stands. We just can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. That again, Rabbi Chiya says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, as long as the person wants to pay, that's enough. So then the Gemara quotes a brayse, the Tanik of Vasa, the Rabbi Yochanan. Hasocher para michadero. A guy rents, hires a cow from his friend. Vidnignava, and the cow gets stolen. V'amar hala hareini mishalei meinu nishba. The guy says, I'm going to pay, I'm not going to swear. V'charkach nimtza haganav. And afterwards, they find the ganav. Mishalim tashlum kefil asocher. You pay the kefil to the socher because he paid for it. So look at Rashi. Rashi says asocher par v'nigneva. Afal pisha asocher chayv v'gneva v'aveda. Wait a second. The Mishnah tells us in Bava Metzia at the end here, asocher is chayv to pay for gneva v'aveda. Only the shomer chinam is off the hook. If I'm renting an animal, I'm getting this hana. So then, if it's stolen, I need to pay the animal. So what's going on here? Of course, I need to pay. I don't have an option of shvua. So afal pi, again, Rashi says afal pi. He could have taken a shua that if something crazy happened, an earthquake, a tornado came and took it away, he could have been off the hook that way. He would have been off the hook with a shua. Granted, it's a shua sheker, but he still could have been pater. Therefore, ki amar nigma, when he says it was stolen from him, so he admitted it to being stolen. So that admission that it was stolen, so now he pays for it. He's kona the animal if they were to find the ganav later on. When he pays for the kefal that he has to pay anyways, he's still kona, he's nikna the kefal to him. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Shomer chinam, kevin shomer pashati, makna lo kfela. So if a shomer chinam says, you're right, I made a mistake, I was negligent in my shmira, I left the door wide open, the cow left. He admitted to his pshir. So he's still also, they're machna over to him. The mafkid's willing to be machna over the kefil to the shomer. Why? Dibai patanaf she begneva. He could have said a shvua that it was stolen from me. But instead, he decided to tell the truth. So he paid the keren that he owes for being posheya. So that too as well, the mafkid's willing to give over the kefil for the guy being honest and paying back the keren. He's machna over the kefil to the shomer if they were to find the ganav. Similar case, shomer sachar, a guy who's hired to watch. So I'm watching your object, but you're paying me to watch, so I'm getting some hana here. So the kevin shamar nignava machner lo kefela. If he admits to it being stolen, and the halacha is, what's the halacha if it's stolen from a shomer sachar? He has to pay. He's responsible. Only shomer chinam is off the hook for gneva. So the shomer sachar says, you're right. Someone stole it from me. I'm sorry. I'm at fault. I need to pay for it. So here too as well. So he says it's the kevin shamar nignava machner lo kefela. Here as well, the mafkid is willing to give over the kefil to this individual, because he could have been off the hook and said, the animal broke, or mesa died, and then the shomer sacha would have been off the hook. The fact that he admitted and paid up the money, so the machke is very happy with this and is willing to give the kefil over to the shomer sacha in the case where they find the ganav. And again, now by a shoel, the guy borrows it. He gets all the hana of the shoel. He doesn't pay any money. He gets a use of this animal. Sheomer hareini mishalim. He says, I'm willing to pay. In this scenario, the shol lo makne lekfela. In this case, the mafkid is not willing to give over the kefil to the shol. Why? But my havalein lemifta nafshe. What's the off the hook? What option? What could have the shol said to be off the hook? The only one option he could have said is the mesa machmas melacha and mesa machmas melacha lo shchiach. That the animal died while working. The shor was busy plowing the field and it died, dropped dead while plowing. It's a very unlikely scenario. So he didn't really buy it that he could have, it's not really an option he could have said. So therefore the shul will have to pay either way. There's no way for him to be off the hook. He has to pay me no matter what. So therefore the mafkid is not willing to be makna over the kefil to the shul. Ikadami, others say, Amar Rapapa says, Shoel Nami came and Shama Harini Mishali Makni Lekfela. Nope, this is another Nomad Amar. Rapapa thinks that even a Shoel who pays is willing, the Mafkid is willing to be Makni the Kefil over to the Shoel. Why? Dibai Patanafshe Bemesa Machmas Locha. He could have been off the hook, he could have used that option. The question is, what's the Machlokas? Seemingly everybody agrees, Mesa Machmas Locha is Lo Shchiach. So why does the second Ikadami think that's an option? Why does it satisfy the mafkid to be willing to give over the hana, the kefil? I'm not sure. I'm just raising the question out loud. Is Rashi told to address this question? I don't see it being addressed. Okay. Seems like an interesting machlokas, though. The Gemara now says, Amar lei Rav Zvid hachi Amar Abaye. So Rav Zvid quotes from the name of Abaye, Shol Achi Yishalim, my taima. So Shol Achi Yishalim, what does that mean, Shol Achi Yishalim? So he says, my time, the whole v'chol, no, shalom, b'divura, l'makna l'kfeila. So he says, no. The show, when it comes to the shoel, even though above we had said, if he says, harini mishalim, if he wants to pay, that's enough. Once he's willing to pay, he ready is then kone the kefil. When it comes to the shoel, so Rav Zvid says that the shoel is kone the kefil, but only once he pays. The ratzon, the harini mishalim, the willingness to pay for shoel doesn't work. You need to pay. So all the other showmen, once they say, I'm willing to pay, they're kona the kefil, even though they haven't paid yet. The shol needs to actually pay. Why? Again, because since v'chol hana shalo b'dibur l'makni l'kfeila. Since the shol is getting all the hana, I'm lending out an object to you, I'm lending my animal, I'm not getting any hana, I'm doing a tova for you. You're getting all the hana. So since you're doing all the hana, I'm not willing to be makni the kefil until you actually pay the money to me on my animal being lost or stolen. Okay, that's all. That's just the umdina, the das of the mafkid, what he's willing to, and what's the threshold that he's willing to be makna over the kefil to him. So I'm looking at Tosis for a second here. Look at Tosis, Dira Maskel Shomer, rather Shoel, Ad Shishalim Ho V'chol Hana Shalom. And not until the Shoel pays the actual money is he willing to be makna over. So it says Tosis, L'hai time, according to this reason, Afilu Im Hisna Lios Kishomer Chinam, Lokana ad shi'ishalim. He says, according to this understanding, even if they make a stipulation that this shul will have the din of a shomer chinam, he's not willing to be makna over to him she'ishalim. I'm not sure what he means by that, actually. The Masoros HaShas says we have to wait till Daf Tzadik Dalet to really appreciate this line. So let's skip this Tosfos. Okay. The Gemara now says, Tanik Kavasa de Rav Zvid, there's a brayse that supports Rav Zvid, Hashol para mechaveiro. A guy borrows a cow from his friend, Vinignava, and it gets stolen while he's borrowing it. V'kidem ha-shoel v'shilim. And the shoel says, okay, he jumps the gun and pays the money for it right away. V'charkach nimtza ganav. Then they find the ganav. Mishalim tashlum kefil l'shoel. The shoel pays it. The shoel receives the kefil. This is exactly what Rav Zvid said, that the shoel gets the kefil only if the shoel actually paid for it. The lishna kama de rapapa. Vale lo havia tiyufta. So according to the lishna kama of rapapa, it's certainly not a tiyufta. What's the lishna kama of rapapa? So remember we had the Tuma and the Amrim about what the understanding of Shoel was. Of the Shoel, if he admits to it being stolen, does he get any pays? Does he get the Kefil? So Lishna Kama, we're saying it's Vade, not a Tiyufta. Lishna Basra, Lema, to have a Tiyufta. So why is it not a Kasha for Lishna Kama? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lishna Kama, this is the last 10 narrow lines of Rashi. Lishna Kama, the Rapapa, Vade, lo havi Tiyufta. The name of Kevin, the time the Rapapa, Mishim, de lo havi Limifter, Nafshe. That Rapapa says the shoel has no way off the hook. Well, the only way out he could have said was to ha meisa machmas mlocha lo shchicha. That's not a real option for him. Afilu kidem v'shilem nami isle Rapapa delokani le kfeila v'tik shalei. So they should have said to Rapapa, now even if you pay the money, you shouldn't get the kefil. Ha vade leka leosa. You can't ask that question. Why? Dimati amelcha ana afa pisha amar hareni mishalem amri v'amri afa pisha shilem. So Rapapa says above, I hold that the shoel does not get the kefil. If he says hareini mishalim, that's where he doesn't get the kefil. But maybe Rapapa and the Lishna Kama will agree if you actually pay the money, then Rapapa would agree that you do get the kefil. So Rapapa, again, his initial statement of Lishna Kama, when the shoel doesn't get the kefil because meisas machpas melacha isn't it's not shchiach. That's only if you say hareini mishalim, he's willing to pay. That's not enough for the mafkid to be makne the kefil over. But that Lishna Kamara, Papa could say, but if you pay the money, if the Shoal actually pays, he's actually Mishalim, then the Mafkid's willing to be Mafkid Makna over the Kefa. But this is a question according to the Lishna Basra. What was the Lishna Basra? Lishna Basra said, a Papa says that a Shoal does get the Kefa once he says, Hareini Mishalim. That's where Papa's Lashon. If you say, Hareini Mishalim, that I'm paying. Because I could have said Meitzas Machmas L'mlocha. Now, even though Meitzas Machmas L'mlocha is Lo Shchiach, Rav Papa and Lishna Basra thinks that's still an option. You could have said that. So if you say Hareini Mishalim, that's enough. But this Brisa says Hareini Mishalim for a Shoel is not enough. You actually have to Mishalim. You have to actually pay. So that's a Tiyuf to Rav Papa. So the Gemara says no. Amalecha Rav Papa. Rav Papa says back, Mi Alima Mi Masnisin the Katani Shilem. Is this Brisa any greater than the Mishnah, which says Shilem? The Mishnah says Shilim. It says literally, it says pay. But we reinterpreted it to say, no, it means the willingness to pay. So along the same line, Tachanami, here too as well. This Brisa will say, Ba'amar. Even though it says Shilim, we'll reinterpret it to say, it means Ba'amar, what you were willing to say, you said I'm willing to pay. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mi Dami, are these cases similar? Hasam lo katani kidem. In the Mishnah, it doesn't say kidem, that he jumped the gun. He was very aggressive. So the Mishnah just says Shilim, so that's very easy to interpret it to say Hareini Mishalim. But by the case of the Brisa that we just brought, Kidem sounds like there's an action that was done. He was Kidem, he went ahead and paid. So the Gemara said, my Kidem. Kidem Valmar, no, Kidem didn't mean Kidem, he went ahead and paid. It means Kidem Valmar, he jumped the gun and said, I'm willing to pay. So even though the Brisa says the word kidem, you could still interpret it to mean Kidem Va'amar. And that still will work with the second, with the Lishna Basra of Rav Papa. So then the Gemara says, "Hom mitikatani gavei socher v'amar v'gavei shol v'kidem shmami no dafka katani." Gemara says, "What do you mean by the case of the socher in that brayse? It says socher v'amar. It says the word amar. When it comes to the case of shoel, it doesn't say amar. It says kidem. So clearly, the case of shoel and socher are two different cases. Socher is amar, and shoel is kidem v'shilem. So it must be shmami no dafka, and only when you pay does the shoel get the kefil, not when you say." Gemara says, "Midei gavei hadal detanya." Wait, these two brises are not written next to each other. If it was in the same brisa, the shoel and the socher, then you have a good kasher. But the case of the socher amar is one brisa, and the case of shoel v'kidem is a completely different brisa. Who said they have to be the same? Shalinu l'tanai, debei Rabbi Chia, debei Rabbi Yoshaya, amar gavei hadal detanyan. So they asked the question to Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yoshai, and they said, no, these two brises actually were linked to each other. Even though we presented them differently, they are actually were connected, and therefore it is a good diik. By socher it says amar, by shoel it says kidem, and therefore the case of shoel is only a situation where he actually paid for it. But if he said it, it wouldn't be enough. So it comes out is, it seems like it is a tiyufta for the Lishna Basra of Rav Papa. We're all good?
Tosus says, learn to Gemara, that it's a tiyufta on the Lishna Kama.
He's a different gear to hear? According to Rabbi Hanano.
It's because the whole svar of the Lishna Kama was Mesimach Malachas Moshchicha.
So like in any case, he would never get the kefil. What's the willingness to give the kefil over? Even though he actually paid, why would he want to give the kefil over? Does he get more than that? Okay, he doesn't say more than that. Okay. Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud here, Pshita, Amar Eini Mishalim, V'chaza Amar Hareini Mishalim, HaKamar Hareini Mishalim. So it's Pasha in the case where initially the Shomer says, I'm not willing to pay. And then he retracts and says, no, I'm willing to pay. So he says, Hareini Mishalim, we go against his last dibor. His final statement is what's binding. So that certainly is the case, Hareini Mishalim, and he gets the kefil. But let's say, El Amar, Hareini Mishalim, the guy says, Hareini Mishalim, V'chazav Amar, Eini Mishalim, but then he says, not. Can that second statement, Eini Mishalim, undo the first statement? My, what's the suffix here? Mi Arminan, do we say, Mahadir Kahadir Beit, he was chozer, and now he stands by Eini Mishalim, that he doesn't get the kefil? Or maybe his initial statement of Hareini Mishalim stands, and he's simply being docha the guy, he doesn't want the guy to collect. Meaning he says, I want to pay, but now I don't have the money to pay right now, I'll pay you in a week or so. So now he says, I'm not paying. But it means I'm not paying right now, that's what he's saying, but I'm paying next week. So that's the topic, we don't know what his second statement is. So the Gemara, I didn't look into this, I apologize, I didn't have time last night and this morning, but I imagine there's some discussion about Toch de Dibra as well. Whether they said Toch de Dibur or not Toch de Dibur. Someone asked me just the other day whether or not Toch de Dibur could undo an incorrect bracha. Let's say you say the first bracha right. He's learning the Gemara in brachas Daf Yud Beis about Dasa Shechar, then Gafen, and and Yayin. So let's say you said the right bracha first, but then you're a chozer to the wrong bracha. That the Gemara never discusses. Could you have Tokdei Dibur work against you? That was the shaila. I didn't know the answer to that. But imagine Tokdei Dibur is part of the discussion as well. I apologize, I didn't look into it. Fine. The Gemara says, so what's the answer? So is it a chazara or is it not a chazara? So the Gemara says, Amar le, Amar harini mishalem, umeis. The guy says, I'm willing to pay. And the guy dies, the shomer dies. Vamu banav, the banav says, ain't anu mishalem, we're not willing to pay. Our father said he's willing to pay, we're not willing to pay. So my, what's the case? What's the halach in this case? So mi amina, do we say, mahadir kahajibahu, that the banav have the ability to be chozer? Odilma, do we say, v'milsa davu and kaimi? The father's statement stands that they have to pay. And the banim are simply pushing him off. They don't have the money right now, but in a week they'll pay the debt of their father. Fine. So that's the second topic of the Gemara. Third case. Shilma banim, let's say the banim, they pay the money. The children decide to pay the money. The father was willing to pay. They paid. So my what's halacha? Matzi amrlu, do the banim get the kefal now? Let's say they find the ganav now. So was the mafkid, is he willing to give the kefal over to the children? What's the suffix? Matzi Amarlahu, so Mafka could say to the sons, Kiakne Kvela Lavuchan, Davilinaichan Avshe Leditchu, lo. When I was willing to be makna the kefa over, it was to your father, because he did a tova for me. He was washing my object, whatever the case was. He was doing some tova. We had a relationship. But to you guys, I have nothing to do with you guys. So to you, I'm not willing to be makna over the kefa. Al Dima Lo Shna, or perhaps there's no difference at all, even to them, meaning the willingness of the Mafkid giving over the kefa wasn't about the tova that the father did. It was about, he wants his money back. It was an investment. He would rather take the $100 to be insured he'll get the actual coverage of that policy, of that money, and giving up the kefal, the return, he'll give it off to somebody else. He doesn't care who the other person is. He just wants his security of getting his money back. That's the third suffix. Fourth suffix of the Gemara. Shilem, lebanim, he pays the kefal to the banim now. So he's willing to pay the money to the kefal, the kefal to the banim. I think that's the case, right? Let's see.
The owner died, and now he's paying it to the...
Okay. So the mafka dies now. Mm-hmm. The mafka dies, so now the shomer pays the banim, the children of the owner of the animal, the children of the mafka. So my, what's the halacha there? They pay the money. So matzi amrile, so the children now of the mafka could say to him, kiakni lecha avuna kfeila davlei nichanavshe. So our father was makna over to you, the kefa, because you had a good relationship with him. Aval an and we, the children say, lididan lo, we had nothing to do with you. We are not willing to be makna over the kefa to you. Oh, lo dilma lo shana, or perhaps there's no difference. Fifth suffix of the Gemara now. Shalmu banim lebanim. Now let's say the children of both parties are talking to each other. The father, the mafkid, and the shomer both die. So now the children of the shomer pay the children of the mafkid. So my, what's the lach here? Shileim mech, so what's the lach? Let's say you pay half the amount. You pay $50 of the animal as opposed to the $100. So do you get double, you get $100 back instead of the $200 back? Or only if you get the full amount, you pay the full keren, only then do you get the kefil. Another stuff, how many sfeikos are we up to now? Number 7, I think. Shal shtei paros, v'shim achas mein mai. Let's say you borrow 2 cows, and you lose both of them, you pay one of them, pay back for one of them, so do you get kefa for that para, or is it a package deal? Eighth suffix now. Shalom and ashutfin, v'shiyam le'echamim. You borrow from 2 partners, and you pay back one of them. My, what's the lacha? Do you get at least half that kefa from that partner, or it's all or nothing? Shutfin sheshalu v'shiyam le'echamim. Now let's say partners that borrowed, and only one of them pays back. So does that one partner get the kefa? Let's say, isha sheshalu v'shiyam le'baila. My, let's say a woman who borrows, and her husband pays back the, so do we, the payback, pays back the money. Do we say, in that case, let's say you borrow from a woman, and you pay back to her husband. So is that considered isho kegufo? Do we say that as well? Mashakana isha kana baila, it's really the same thing. What's the halacha there? And then isha shashala vishilin baila, let's say a woman who borrows, and her husband pays back instead of her, my. So these are what, a total of 11, I think it's 11 different sfeikos here. What's halacha? Teiku. They're all teiku. And all these, we could spend a lot of time. There's a lot of lumdas in each one of these lines here. We'll leave it at that for just for this morning. Okay. Marnas is halfway down the Amud here. Amar, Rav Huna, Mashbino so Shvua, Sheno Birshuso, my time. What's halacha? So he says, he has a din, he adds a halacha, that when the Shomer pays, he has to take a Shvua, Shavua she'ena meshusa. He has to make sure it's not in his rishus anymore. He says a shavua that was stolen from me, and it's no longer in my rishus. And he pays it, and he when he pays it back, he has to take that shavua. So Gemara says, my time. What's the reason for this? Chayshinan shema einav nasanba. We're concerned the shomer was watching this animal, the beautiful cow. He said, I wanted to keep this animal. You know what? I'm just going to pay for it. It's like buying and selling. He's not going to lose anything. He's going to get $1,000 for the cow. I'll get a cow and great. He's not at a loss. I'm not at a loss. Perfect. So we have to make a shvua. We're concerned perhaps he fell in love with this animal and decided to keep it. That's a shvua he needs to make. Even though he's paying, he still needs to take the shvua. So the Gemara asks the question, wait a second. Meisivei, hamal ves chaveiro al hamashkon, v'avad hamashkon, the guy lends money and takes the collateral. So the bank takes the collateral. And the bank loses the mashkon. So Amarlo Sela Hilvisicha Alav Shekel Hayeshava. So he says, I lent you a Sela, and the mashkin was worth a shekel. Vahala Omer, the other guy says, Lo, Kiela Sela Hivisane Alav Sela Hayeshava Shava. No, I borrowed a Sela, and the mashkin was worth a Sela. I owe you nothing. You lost my object, which was worth a Sela, so it's lost. So in this case, it's Pater. He's Pater because he's not molding anything. Remember, this is a halacha. We saw this earlier in Baba Basa. I think Baba Matzia here. I think we saw this already, right? I think we saw something like this earlier. So then the halacha is that, but if it's a selah hivisicha alav, shekel hayeshava, the bank says you borrowed a selah, and the mashkin that I lost is worth a shekel. So you still owe me another shekel, right? There's two shkalim in each selah. So I lost a shekel, but you owe me still another shekel. Vilhala omer, the borrower says, lo kiela selah hivisan, you lent me a selah alav, v'shlosha dinarim haya. It was only worth a hayeshava. It was worth 3 dinarim. Now there are 4 dinarim in a Sela. So I owe you only 1 dinar. I don't owe you 2 dinarim. I owe you 1 dinar. So in this case, it's chai because modeh b'miksas. He admits to partial. Again, the bank is claiming you owe me 2 dinarim, and he's modeh in 1 dinar. It says modeh b'miksas. He chai b'shvua. Chai b'shvua deraisa. Now let's say it's a case, sela hu visani alav, and shtaim hayashava. Let's say the bank lends out a sela, and the collateral was worth more than what was borrowed. It's worth 2 slums. So now the bank owes money to the love it. The halo omer, now the borrower says, lo, ki ela sela hivisicha alav, sela hayeshava. So he says, the other one, I guess the bank now says, no, really, I borrowed a sela, lent the sela, and it was worth the sela. So now here, they're claiming that the bank owes money. He's potter in that case, because he admits to nothing. I don't owe you anything, the bank says. Let's say, sela hivisani alav, shtaim hayeshava, v'halo omer lo, ki ela sela hivisicha. So now, again, sela hivisani, the guy says, you lent me a sela, and the collateral is worth shime, so you owe me another sela now. And Hala Omer, the bank says, lo kiela sela hivisicha. He says, no, not at all. I lent you a sela, I agree, but chamisha dinarim hayashava is worth 5 dinarim. And really, he should owe a total of 8 dinarim. Wait a second. I owe you only 1 dinar, rather. The sela is worth 4 dinarim, so I lost your mashkon, so I owe you now 1 dinar. So he's admitting to part of what the lova thinks he owes him. Chayv in that case. Chayv because modu b'miktas. So what's this whole kashi? What's the kashi of this? So the Gemara says, min nishba, who takes the shvua, the malva of the lover? Misha pikadon. That's how the Brisa says. Shema yishba zev yotze halas pikadon. Whoever's washing the pikadon. So that means the bank. The bank who's holding on to the mashkon. The bank needs to take the shvua because let's say the lover takes the shvua. The bank's going to pull out the collateral. I had it here the whole time. And that's going to make a shvua sheka. And that's a shvua. So the Gemara says, hey, which line of the Brisa is this going on? Elam, if you say, I say if it's going on the end, v'tepiklei d'shua gavi malvihi t'hakamo d'mimiksas hataina. If you say it's going on the Seifa here, so the malva is taking the shua in the first place anyways, because the Seifa was a case where the malva, the bank, was modem mimiksas. He's taking the shua. Anyways, of course he's taking the shua, regardless of where the mashkon is. He's taking the shua, and the mashkon's by him. That's not that's too obvious. Ella amar shmuel shvus aresha. It's going in the resha. So the Gemara says, my resha, what does resha mean? Asefa the resha. It's going in the seifa of the resha. We had 4 different stanzas here, if you will. 4 sections of this brisa. So the seifa of the resha, the seifa of the resha, which is the case where there's a shvua, the love is admitting to part of the, he's modem mixas. So Shmuel explains, my resha asefa, the resha, my seifa the resha, sela hivisicha alav sheka hayeshava. So the bank says you owe me 2 dinarim, and the lover says I only owe you 1 dinar. So chayiv, he has to pay. So the Gemara says, the shua gabi lovahu. The shua really goes on the lova. The lova, I borrowed money, and the mashrooms by the bank. I, as a lova, I have to make a shua modu b'miksa. He claims 2 dinarim from me, and I say, I only owe you 1 dinar. So Amar Rabban say, l'shtave malve, we have to make the malve, the bank, pay. Why? Because Shema Yishba said, perhaps me as a lova, I'm going to take the shua. Now the bank's going to take out the mashkin and say, wait a second, I had the mashkin here the whole time, and let's find out who was really right, how much it was worth. So that's what we see from all this. Okay. Now, v'imisa, now we have to get to the line here, the kasha. V'imisa, if it's really true, the Rav Huna holds, what does Rav Huna hold? Now get back to the reminders of Rav Huna. Look at Rashi on the top of Lamed Hey. Rav Huna holds, she'ashomer meshalim damim nishba she'ena b'shuso. When the shomer pays the money, he takes a shua that's not b'shuso, amai chashina l'shema yotzi ha'ishtabe. Why be concerned that he might take it out? He took a shua. What's the question here? Again, the shomer takes a shua. I remember the shomer. Shomer in this case is the bank, the malva. They're watching over the mashkon here. So lacha is that the shomer has to take a shua. That's not a b'shuso. So let the lova, if really the bank has to take the shua, the shlo b'shuso, so let the lova take the modu b'miksa like he's supposed to take. And the bank can't take out the mashkon because the bank already took the shua. So the fact that the chachamim are concerned with this,
take a shua that what?
The shua took a bank that we don't have the mashkon. It's not tachas yadav. That's the halal. We learned that before. Rav Huna says whenever the shomer doesn't, when he claims he doesn't have it anymore, he has to take a shua that he doesn't have it. It's not in his possession. So once he takes that shua, so now choshes, the bank's going to just take out the mashkin after the lova takes the moshuva modem mixas. So the fact that we are concerned that we don't want the lova to take the modem mixas and then the bank take out the mashkin must be that the mashkin, the bank, the shomer doesn't take a shua shlo b'shusa. The Gemara again says, v'misa l'Rav Huna, if Rav Huna really is correct, came with the mishtabe malva. Once the malva takes a shua, sheinu b'shusa, that's not his rishus, heichi matzi mafikli. How can the bank take out? Oh, here's the mashkin the whole time. They already took a shua. So the Gemara says, we'll stop here. There's going to be a long shock of the tire. We'll review this tomorrow again, but just to get at least one answer. Amarava, sheish edim shenisrifa. What's going on here? Says Rashi, sheish edim shenisrifa, tahash shelo ishbinu asheri hevi edim. Since their edim that was burnt, there's no need for a shua. That's the case of the Mishnah. So how do we put this in together? This is going on to explain this long bryce we just brought, right?
He doesn't make a shvuah.
We don't have this chasim chashash.
But if it was burnt, so why are we concerned then? If it were burnt, that's probably the next Mar's next question, right? Ihachi meyechamaisila. That's next. If it's burnt, so what's the concern of the malva trying to take out the mashkon? It's already the edim that say it's burnt. Let's read one more line then. So Ella Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Sheish Edim Shenignava. No, the Edim that was stolen. So the Gemara said, well, if it's stolen now, so again, so, Mehecham Aisile. So how's the bank going to show that Mashkon? It's already stolen from him. So the Gemara says, the Tarcham Aisile. We're concerned the bank's going to seek after it and find the guy, or Rashi says, Tarcham Aisile, Mechazer, Veshol, Acher, Nichnasim, Bebeso, Vimitzagarav. He's going to find out who came in and out of his house and do some investigation and find out who stole it, and then take out the mashkon. That's what we're concerned of. So then the Gemara says, should we stop here? Let's stop here. We'll stop here in the middle. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up, we'll review a little bit, and we'll get back into the rhythm here. Okay, shkoyach.